Today's daf is Micah and Daf Yud, and we're smack here at the top of Daf Yud Amud Aleph. Pretty technical daf today, with a bunch of halachos of Chol HaMoed. And again, if you remember, just to start at the top, right? The Mishnah had said, "Ahed Yod Tofer Kederko," that someone who's not a professional tailor is allowed to sew normally in Chol HaMoed. So that's obviously important to define. Hechidami Ahed Yod. How you define a professional or a not professional? So Amri the Beir Rabbi Yana, two possibilities. The first, Beis Medrash Rabbi Yana, he said, "Culture inu yochel hotzi malei mechet bevas achas." And as Rashi explains over here, if you can't pull the string at once and tighten a bunch of different stitches, meaning if you can't take the needle and go in and out and in and out, in and out, right, and then you draw the string straight and you have a bunch of stitches there, so if you can't do that, so then you're not a professional. Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina Amar, Kol She'en Yochel Lachavin Imra B'Chefes Chaluko. Excuse me, anybody who's not able to sew a hem at the bottom of a shirt evenly. If you can't do that, then you're not professional, and then it is mutter for you to sew on Chol HaMoed. Ha'uman machliv, and again, a tailor has to do machliv. What is that? My machliv, what is that? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Mafsia, is stitching with not the normal kind of tight stitches, but I guess putting some space between one stitch and the next. Right, if you look at Rashi, right, Mefazer HaTfiros, where you spread out the stitches. Okay, Rabbi Bar Shmuel Amar Shinei Kalbasa. You have to make stitches like the teeth of a dog, which means that they're not straight; they're uneven. Right, they're up, down, up, down, up, down. Right, if you can imagine a scary-looking dog, right, its teeth are not straight across. Okay, Misargin is Hamitos. You were allowed to be Misargin the Mitos, and then if you remember, Rabbi Yossi said Mematchin. You'll see in a second. You're able to be mematchin. So my misargin mematchin. Again, if you remember, we explained in the Mishnah, beds usually consisted of a wooden frame, and then they had these ropes or pieces of leather, kind of intertwined, crisscrossed as like a support, and then the mattress would go on top of it. So what's the deal? What are you doing with this misargin mematchin? That the Tanakhama says you can do misargin. Rav Yossi says mematchin. So what's the deal? Okay, so Kiyazer Rav Dimi, or Rav Dimi said that pli bar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Rabbi Yassi. It's machlokas. V'tavai mishmei d'chizkiya Rabbi Yochanan. They're both talking in the name of Chizkiya and Rabbi Yochanan. Chadar, one of them says that misargin is shesiva erev, and mematchin is shesiva below erev. Misargin is putting these straps both ways. Shesiva in erev is one is lengthwise, one is widthwise. I always forget which one. But you can put them across in both manners. And mematchin is only one way, and only one of those two directions. The Charam, or one of them says, Misargin shesiva below erev, and mematchin shemhaya rafui mematcho. That Misargin, the other one says that no, that Misargin, which the Tanakhama says is Moder, that's putting it only one way. I mean, the first Machlokas is either two ways, and then Rabbi Yossi says only one way is Moder. Again, putting the straps across the frame. The second way to understand is no, that everybody agrees that putting the straps both ways across the frame is Aser. One of them says that one strap across is Moder, and Mematchin has nothing to do with either one. That's just if you had the straps in the frame, you're allowed to tighten them, but you're not actually allowed to put them in either direction. Meaning in both cases, we understand Rabbi Yossi is being a bit more machmir. Right, again, the first understanding is that you can go both ways. Rabbi Yossi says you can only go one way. And the second understanding is you can only go one way. And Rabbi Yossi says you can't even go one. You can't even put in the straps one way. You can only tighten them if they're already in the frame. The Gemara says, "Any, really? Is that really true?" But then Rav Tachliva Bar Shaul, said that Shavin she'im afshilin chavalin lechachila, that Shavin, they agree, meaning the Madamar said before, but they agree that you're not allowed to make new ropes or straps, right? Really ropes, I guess, right? Chavalin are ropes. So Bishlama the Madamar Misargin Shazira Erev, Umatkin Shazibulo Erev, according to the one who understands that the Tanakhama says you can put them both ways, and Rabbi Yossi says you can only put it one way. So I'm in the Gatani Rav Tachliva Bar Shaul, Veshava She'in Mafshilin. That's why Rav Tachlifa Bar Shaul has to add, oh, by the way, you're not allowed to make new ropes or straps, right? And even though you're able to put them in, you can't make new ones. You can't make new ropes. But according to the Mandamar, says that the Machlokas is you can either, according to Tanakhama, you can put it one way, and according to Rabbi Yossi, you can only kind of tighten them. So, right, certainly, if you're telling me you can't put the straps, or the ropes rather, both ways, right, across in both directions, So for sure you can't make new ropes, right? That's already, that's even a greater leniency, right? Again, it's one thing if you have ropes and you have to put them in and tighten them out and put them both ways, etc. But now we're talking about making even new ropes to make, that's basically making the whole bed from scratch. For sure you don't have to tell me that. So the Gemara says, Kasha, ain't a chanami. That would be tough according to that understanding. Amar le Rav Nachum bar Yitzchak le Rechiyah bar Oven. Mi ika lamanda amar masargin shesib lo erev. Do people really say that this word masargin? Again, we said there are two possibilities for masargin. One of them says that you can put it both ways, and one of them says you can put the ropes or the straps one way. So Gemara says, really, is there somebody who holds that Masargin is putting the straps one way, right, just across and not both ways? But it's not that we learn in the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir, Omer Hamita, Misha Yisrog Ba Shlosh Shabbatim. When is a bed, this is a Mishnah in probably Kalim, right, yeah, in Kalim, we talked about when is a bed Mekabel Tumah, when is it considered to be a Kli, when is it considered to be usable as a utensil? So Rabbi Meir says, for when you Yisrog, when you do sirogin, or what's the masargin, right? When you do that, shloshabatim, when you have three boxes, right, in the bed. Now, again, if you can imagine the straps going in both directions, so you end up with squares, right? If you have straps going across and up and down, so you end up with squares. So Rabbi Meir says, once you have three squares, so then the bed is already usable, then you can already have enough support there to put a mattress on top of it. So clearly, masargin is both ways. Right? How could you tell me that Misargin, according to, we had two understandings, either Misargin is both ways or one way. Well, if you're telling me that Misargin creates boxes, obviously it's only, obviously it's going both ways. As it can't, you can't tell me that Misargin is only going one way, because then you don't end up with boxes. So Allah, it's rather, no. Kiyasa Ravin, when Ravin showed up, again, very often in the Gemara, you have Kiyasa Rav Dimi, which we started with. Okay, when Dimi showed the Babel, then Ravin shows up, like on his heels, and kind of re-explains or tightens Rav Dimi's explanation. So when Ravin showed up, Amar he said, "But Masargin kuliyam al pligi d'shesiv erev." Now everybody agrees that you're right in a chanami that the Masargin means putting the straps, putting the ropes both ways on the bed. So Alam kipli, what's the machlokas? The machlokas is Rabbi Yossi shita of bememachin. What does that mean? Marsaver bememachin shesiv lo erev, right? Or Marsaver shem hayaraf we bematcho, right? That one of them holds that putting the straps only one way, and one of them holds that no, you can't even insert new ropes or straps. Right, you can only tighten them if they were in the frame. Meisvei, hold on one second. I ask you a question. Masargin is samita vein tzarech lo mishem matchin. The Rabbi Meir, says you can again. This is our machlokas and our mishnah. Just attributed to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir, who is the Tanakhama Pashtas, that is he says you're allowed to do masargin and you're obviously allowed to do matchin. And Rabbi Yossi Omer matchin avolo masargin. You can only do a matchin. That's our mishnah. And finally, the Yesh Omrim, the third shita. You can't even do mematchin. Rabbi Yossi is not the most machmir. Rabbi Yesh Omrim says you can't even do mematchin lechalamayim. Rabbi Shlomo demand amar matchin shesiv lo erev. So I understand if you tell me that mematchin means you can only put it when you can put the straps across one way. How do the asu Yesh Omrim the ifligu? That's why you have the Yesh Omrim and say you can't even do that. Elamand amar shem zayir rafay mematcho. But according to the one who says that mematchin means that you can only tighten the straps, so the Yesh Omrim mematcho nami lo. Well, you tell me that even tightening the straps is going to be usher. I mean, the Yesh Omrim are more machmer than Rabbi Yossi. If you tell me that Rabbi Yossi Shita says that you can only tighten the straps if they're in the frame, so what, you can usher tightening the straps. That's not a malacha. That's nothing. As Rashi says, it's not a malacha. So Zekamar says, actually, it actually is a malacha. I gave him the Efshim and Mele Mamane. Right? Since you could fix the bed in another way, you could fix the bed by putting in clothing. You could put in clothing to kind of in the. For me, I don't know. I seems to me like this is more work, but okay. Apparently, it was a lot of work to tighten these straps because otherwise, right, again, the other suggestion here is that you could put in clothing just to fill the gap, so you could rest the mattress on top of that and then put the bed down, and that was less work than tightening these straps. Okay, Sanders. So I guess it must have been really tough. To draw on these straps or ropes, okay, and that's how the Yesh Omrim would hold, right? That is what is usher. The strengthening of the ropes is usher, because otherwise you could just fill it with clothing. Okay, fine. Mamid and Tanur v'kirayim v'reichayim b'moed. You could set up an oven or a stove or a mill on chol hamoed. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ein mechabshin es reichayim batchila. You're not allowed to be. We're going to say what that means in a second. But you can't be mechabish. The mill lechachila, meaning at the beginning. We'll see. Let's do that right now. My mechabshim. What do you mean? What is that? So Rav Yehuda, not Rav Yehuda, but Rav Yehuda, the Amora says, Amar menaker rechaya. It means cutting teeth in the mill. If you have a mill, again, if you we don't really imagine this nowadays, but a millstone would basically be two stones grinding against each other to grind up grain. So obviously, if it's two, as Rashi explains over here, if you have two flat, smooth rocks, so that's not going to grind very well. But if you have teeth in, I guess, the upper one, probably, I would imagine, so then that will grind much better. So it means cutting these teeth right in the mill. Rabbi Yechiel says, bas ina. It literally means cutting an eye or a hole in the stone. But basically where you would, if you can imagine, you have two stones together, and then instead of kind of lifting the top stone, putting the grain underneath, and then dropping the top stone, which seems probably to be not practical, right? They would drill a hole in the top one and sort of make like a funnel or a feeder so you could drop the grain into the mill. And that, and it would grind it after it was in there. Okay, Maisvei, hold on one second. I'll ask you a question. Does that really make sense? They cut a hole in a. Is that really talking about cutting a hole in a stone? Right, Mami the Tanur Bikirayim Verichaim B'Moed. You can again, the Bryce says similar like our Mishnah. You can set up these things in a Chol Moed. As long as you don't finish the Malacha, that's a Shinoi. Right, to make sure that you know, you remember it's Chol Moed. Right, did Rabbi Elazar? That's Rabbi Elazar Shita. The Chachamim Omer, the Chachamim say Af Yigmor. You can even finish it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mishmo. Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Rabbi Elazar, Ma'amidin es Hachadasha Mechabshin es Yishana. You can set up the new one, and you can be again. This is our word, Mechabshin the old one. V'yish Omer mei Mechabshin Kol Ligar. Some people say you can't be Mechabshin. So the Gemara says one second. Bishlam l'madam Mechabshin Menaka Rechaya. If you're telling me that the word Mechabesh means that you can drill these teeth in the mill, so Hainu de Mishkachus la Bishana. That's how you could find a case. Again, Rabbi Yehuda's Shita in the name of Rabbi Lezer is that you can cut, you can be Mechabesh the old one, the old millstone. So I understand if you're talking about cutting teeth or kind of sharpening the teeth or whatever. So fine, you can do that in an old mill. But if you're talking about cutting the hole, right, to feed the grain into the mill, so Yishana Basina Lamale. I mean, what do you mean, an old one? An old one for sure is going to have a hole already. Right? What do you mean, you cutting or drilling a hole? But an old millstone, if you ever used it, right, it says that it has one. So Gemara says, yeah, no, but kigon de kaboy larvuche tvei purta. The case is simply that you're trying to widen it, right? It's, I guess it got stopped up, or you need more a little bit more space. So you're trying to widen and kind of make the hole bigger. Ravuna Shame Lahu Gavra, the Kamenaka Rechaya Bechol de Moada, right? Ravuna heard somebody was, Menaka Rechaya is cutting teeth in his millstone on Cholomoid. So Amar Manhai, Ravuna said, who's this guy? Right? Atchil Gufe, the Kamachel Chula, Meboada. May his body become, right? Chula, maybe Bechol, from Chulin, right? Maybe his body become, Chulin, I guess, non holy. Right, because mechalel again, chula demoder is mechalel cholamoid, right? So atchil gufa, right? It's the same word, right? A bunch of times. He'd be mechalel cholamoid, so may his body be mechulo, right? Sever lekei yishomrim. So the Gemara just points out that he holds like the third shita, right? That says that you're not allowed to, right? Yishomrim mechabshin kolikar, right? That third opinion that we quote in that brisa. That or fourth, I guess, maybe. Okay, I'm not sure. But anyway, he's holding like that opinion, that last opinion in the Braisa, that says that you're not allowed to do this in Cholamoid. Darash of Chama, Rav Chama taught the Nokrin Rechaim Cholamoid. You can cut these teeth into the millstone of Cholamoid. Shem Rabbi Meir Omer, and the Rabbi Meir, he said that Afilu Sus Shirochev Alav, Chama Shirochev Alav, Mutter Litol Tzipor Naim Cholamoid. If you're riding on a horse or a donkey, you're allowed to cut his hoofs. His hoofs? Hooves? Not sure. Either way, his hooves, I think, on Cholamoid, right? That's to give him a hoof cut, right? So that he can walk around a little bit more comfortably, right? That's a Tzar Balei Chaim issue. Aval Chamor Derei Chaim Lo. But if you have a Chamor that works in the mill, right? Again, a mill can either be worked by hand or by animal power. Nowadays, obviously, by electricity, whatever. But if you're using a donkey, a Chamor, to power your mill, so that is ready. That is already not mutter because it doesn't need to walk. Apparently, it doesn't need to walk that far, right? You don't need to cut its hoops. Rav Yehuda Shari the Mishkal Tufra Lachamra Derechaya. Rav Yehuda said it is mutter to cut this the hoofs of a donkey working in the mill. Ulukimli Rechaya, and to set up a mill. Ulumivne Rechaya, and to build a mill. Ulumivne Amas Rechaya, and to build the frame of a mill. Ulumivne Uria, right, and to build a barn. Rav is the Girsa over here. Rav or Rava Shara. Lesruge Susia said it's mutter to comb a horse. Why would it be usher? So, because if you're using a metal teeth, so it could be Pashas says that it could cause a wound. Ulamivne akarpita, to build. And a karpita, what's that? So if you look at Rashi, mashim mesimin hatvua latocho lefnasusim. It's a trough. Not really a trough like pigs use, but let's say whatever they use, like this little frame, if you ever look in a farm, where they have like a wooden structure and you stick straw in it, and that's where the horses eat out of. Okay, so not really a trough, a type of trough for a straw, for a horse. Okay, ulamivne istva, and to build a bench. Right, all that stuff is mutar cholamoid. Rava Sharia Lemishkal. Now, we're going to have a bunch of halachos here by Rava. Forget how many, but a lot, until it pretty much will take us to the end of the daf. Rava Sharia Lemishkal Dama Lebehema Bechol Demoada. Rava said it was mutter to bloodlet for an animal. I got a proof from a brisa. Right, you can be makis dam, you can bloodlet an animal, and you shouldn't not do refua on cholamoid. Right, if you're talking about an animal, right? Again, tzar balichay. Again, you can do any of the malachas that are necessary for an animal on cholamoid. Rav Ashar le kaskuse kirmi. He said it was mutter to iron or press clothing. My time, what's the reason? My sehed yodhu, because it's not professional. It's not professional work, right? Anybody can do it. Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Ami Amar Rav Chisda kiture biri osir. It's also some type of pressing to press clothing in a certain way. There'll be a pleat or whatever. So my time, what's the reason? My seumanu, because that already, right, that's already professional, dry cleaning work. Amar Rav Rav says my de metakel ara. If a person is cleaning up the land, he's removing items from the land. So it depends. Again, you're not really allowed to work the land in Chol HaMoed. But the question is, right? Do you need it? Do you need it? What are you doing exactly? So I'd like to the beidari. If he's making the beidari is a threshing floor. So if he's trying to make a threshing floor, so meaning he's trying to build some sort of building or whatever. So then shari. That is mutter. And again, that's, again, assuming that is necessary for Chol HaMoed, not building this building for use afterwards. Right? If the thresh your, I guess, if you needed to thresh your grains, right, there's some sort of place, I guess you have to flatten it out, build some sort of structure to be able to thresh your grains and obviously prepare food on Chol HaMoed. So if he's doing that for Chol HaMoed, so then it is mutter. Sorry, it's mutter. They did the ara, but if you're trying to improve the land, So then, also, then it is no good. Hey, Chitami, well, how do you know? Meaning, how do we figure out what the guy wants, right? A daita, right? It's depending on what his intention is. So how do you know? So, well, Gemara says it's clear that mulia b'mulia, v'natza v'natza, right? If you're piling up dirt or you're digging a deeper hole, so then a daita debedari. Then, again, you're making this kind of threshing floor, right? And you're smoothing out the area, right, to make sure, again, that you can have, like, levels and whatnot, and that's clearly, it's preparing for some sort of building. Shoko mulio v'shada benitza, but if you took a mound of dirt and then put it in a hole, then, again, you're kind of flattening out the land, right, that seems to be improving the land, and that is going to be usher. Okay, again, I'm not really so holding in farming, so I guess, getting half the trust with what Gemara says. V'amar Rava, not that we shouldn't do that anyway, but, anyway, my turn. V'amar Rava, Rava says, hi, mind the zachizich, someone who's clearing out wood or some sort of like weeds or twigs or whatever it is. So that is going to be many from the land. The question is, again, similar. Adaita the tzive shari. Adaita the ara ozer. Again, if you want the wood, so then it's mutter, right? But if you don't, so then it's going to be ozer. Hey, Gidami, how do you know? So again, also, shakur rubber, vivishavik sutri, adaita the tzive, right? If you're taking the big ones and leaving the small ones, so then you just want the wood. Right? Shakur rubber, vivishutri, if you're taking both of them, so then you're clearing the land. Right, then that's adaita da'ara, and then that's going to be osir. Amar Rav, Rav says, "Hi, mind the pasach maya la'arei." Right, if someone kind of, I guess, opens the dam and opens up water to his ground, to his field, to his lands. So similar shaila, adaita the kavri shari, adaita da'ara osir. If he's trying to catch the fish, then obviously that's tzarich moed, so that's mutter. But if it's to improve the land, and to water the land, so then it's going to be osir. Hey, chidami, how do you know what he's really doing? So pasach trei bavei chad me'alia v'chad me'tatai. So then it's the Kavri, right? If you're opening two levels here, one is on top, one on bottom, right? If you can imagine you have like a little slope on your hill, on your field, and you open both gates at the top of the slope and one at the bottom of the slope, so then obviously you're looking for the water to flow through, right? You open just a little bit, and the top one, I guess, you open up all the way, and the bottom one, you open just a little bit, and then sure enough, the water flows through, and the big fish gets stuck at the bottom, so then obviously at the Kavri, that's ready, you're trying to trap the fish. But if you're only opening one gate, so then obviously at the Ara, then you're really only hoping to water the field, and that's going to be Arsar. Thamar Ravarava says, I'm on the Pashach Dikla, someone who's taking branches off of a palm tree. So that's the Chavisa. If you're looking for Chavisa, meaning it literally means his animals, if you're trying to feed his animals, then Shari, that's the Dikla, but if you're trying to prove the trees, then also that's no good. Hey, Chidami, what's the case? How do you know? Meaning, how do you know what he's doing? Usually, Hey, Chidami is what's the case, but here, how do you know what he's doing? Shokul Kule Mechagisa, right? That's the Chavase. Is he taking all the branches from one side of the tree? So obviously he's not trying to improve the tree; he's just trying to grab some branches from wherever he's holding off, right? And that's for his animals, and that's going to be mutter. But my hagi. So if you're clearing the tree from both sides, then that's the dikla of aser. It's going to be aser because clearly you're trying to improve the tree. Vama Rav Rava says, "Hani tami tuchlani." Right? If you have dates that are not ripe, migzarinu shari, to cut them in half, so that's going to be mutter. Right? I guess obviously you can eat them. Mizgarinu shari umaitzinhu aser. To cut them is mutter, but to press them is aser. Pressing pashas is, again, Rashi explains over here that you're going to take out the liquid, and therefore they're going to be dried. You're going to dry them out, and they're going to keep them for longer. They're going to stay longer. They're going to stay fresher. That's obviously you're doing it for after the cholamai, for the yom tif, for after cholamai, and that's going to be osir. Rav Papa says, "Kevin de mitlai, right? Kiprak matia ha'ave dami v'shari." Rav Papa says, "No, if you don't press them, so then they're going to still be wet and liquidy, and you're going to get worms. So that's a way of keeping his merchandise, right? Keeping his stuff, keeping his produce." Right, that's already kiprak matia. Right, that's his merch that's going to go bad. So then, obviously, Dabar Ha'aved, that is mutter on Chalamay. Fama Rava, finally, last halacha of Rava. Brakmatia, kolshu aser. If you're going to, again, just stockpiling merch, if you're trying to just make sure you get all of your produce or your merchandise, or whatever, that's going to be aser on Chalamay. Because again, that's for afterwards. Amar Rabbi Yossi Bar Oven, Ubedabar Ha'aved, mutter, and certainly, if it's Dabar Ha'aved, something that you will lose. So that is going to be mutter. And again, obviously, the halacha, there's definitely plenty to talk about and what's considered davar aved. If you have financial windfall, if you have potential to buy something cheap now and it'll be more expensive later, right? Obviously, we'll see. We're going to stop here. Ravina has a couple of stories here that kind of illustrate this a little bit better. Right, obviously, these halachas require serious study, not in a dafyomi type of scenario. Okay, shkolat go to Rabosev. We'll invite you in a heligashas tomorrow. Finish the parak tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.